Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Nun Hey, the top of Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the Tumah of Eretz Amim, because the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dal Amud Aleph stated that if a Nazir becomes Tumay through the Tumah's Eretz Amim, which was a Tumah that was instituted by the Rabbanon at the end of Bayis Sheni, since it's only a Tumah Rabbanon, therefore a Nazir who became Tumay through Tumah's Eretz Amim does not have to go through the Taglachas process and through the Tumah process that a Nazir that becomes Tumay Mace generally has to. And the Gemara on Daf Nun Dal Beis had a question: if Eretz Am is Mishum Avir Gazula, or was it Mishum Gusha Gazula? And we explained the Shaila was: is the Tumah that the Rabbanim were Misakin by Eretz Amim based on the fact that they didn't want people to leave Eretz Yisrael, and therefore was a general Gzeira that we made you Tumay, and therefore as long as you're in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz and you go into Chutz La'aretz, and even if you're going to be in a box and you never walked onto the land of Chutz La'aretz, or you never actually was mile on the land of Chutz La'aretz, then it would be that you're still Tumay. And of course, on this side, this Tumah has nothing to do with Tumas Mace. However, if we learn that the reason for the Gzera on Tumas Eretz Amim is because of Gusha, so then the Rabbanon were Geza, that they were concerned that there were many Mesim that were buried in Chutz La'aretz, either as Taisus brings down, because all the Mesim Mabel are buried under the ground of Chutz La'aretz, or because so many Yidden were killed by Goyim during the time of Agolus, and therefore the Rabbanon were Chayshish, that maybe when you're walking on the land of Chutz La'aretz, you're actually walking over a grave, and therefore you'll become Tummy Mace, and Lefi this tzad, the Tumah of Eretz Amim is based on Tumas Mace, and therefore this only applies to someone that either walks on Eretz Amim or is mile over the land of Eretz Amim. At that point, he would be considered Tummy Mace with Rabbanon. And since there are two different ways to learn our Gemara, from the point at the top of the Amud of Lema Ketanoi until the two dots, there is the way that Taisus in his first Pshat learns, as well as the Mefarish. Then there's another way to learn the Sugya based on the second Pshat in Taisus, as well as the Rush. So we will first learn our entire Sugya based on the first Pshat and Taisus as well as the Mefarish, and then we'll come back and point out the Pshat of the Rush as well as the second Pshat and Taisus. And our Gemara begins, Lema Ketanoi, let's say that this Shaila that we had, if Tumas Eretz Amim is Mishum Gusha or Mishum Avira, is based on the Machlekes Tanoim, because we have a Brisa that states, HaNichnas L'Eretz Amim B'Shita Teilu Migdol, if someone goes into the Eretz Amim, meaning they go into Chutz La'aretz, however they don't walk into Chutz La'aretz, but they're being carried in some sort of a large box or a container that is at least the volume of 40 saw, and therefore it's considered its own rishus and its own area. And the Brisa teaches us that even though you're in your own rishus, Rabbi Metame, Rabbi still says that the person will be Tame, and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda Metar, and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says the person is Tar. And the Gemara wants to say, my love, let us say, Rabbi Sava Mishom Avira, the reason why Rabbi is Metame is because he holds that the Tumas Eretz Amen is based on the Aver, and therefore it's irrelevant if you're in a box, as Lemaisa, since you entered the airspace of Chutz La'aretz, therefore you will become Tamei. And Rabbi Yisrael Behuda Sava Mishum Gusha, Rabbi Yisrael Behuda must hold that the reason for Tumas Eretz Amim is based on Gusha and is based on the concept of Eil HaMeis, as the Rabbanim were concerned that maybe you actually walked on or went over the area where Meis was buried in Chutz La'aretz. And Lemaisa, since you're in a large box and therefore you're in your own contained area and he didn't actually walk onto the gush, onto the dirt and to the soil of Chutz La'aretz, in addition he was a mile on the soil of Chutz La'aretz because he's in his own separate container, and therefore it's impossible that he should have contracted any Tumas Mace from any dead bodies in Chutz La'aretz, and that's why Rabbi Yisrael Behuda says in this case the person would be Tar. And the Gemara answers Loi that it's not necessarily true that this is the basis of the Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Behuda, because the Kuli Am Mishum Gusha, really it could be that all agree that the reason why it is Tumas Eretz Am is Mishum Gusha, and if so with Shver and Rabbi, then how could it be that Rabbi says that he will be Tamei if Lemaisa he's in a box and the box should be Chaitzitz in front of any Tumas Mace, and therefore, the person should be Tar, and L'chayr Rabbi Yisrael Behuda is correct. But the Gemara says that the Machlekes is based on the following. Mar Sava Oil Zorek Shmei Oil, while Rabbi Yisrael Behuda holds that since he's in Shita Teva Migdol, that forms an oil, and that is Chaitzes B'fnei HaTumah, and even though this oil is continuously moving through Chutz La'aretz, and the oil is not stationary, we still consider it an oil, and it's a valid barrier, and it's a valid hefsek in order to make sure that the Tumah doesn't go into the box, and that's why Rabbi Yisrael Behuda holds that he's Tar. However, Mar Sava Rebbe holds Lo Yishmei Oil, that the only time that we consider something an oil and it could be chatzitza and it could be a hefsek for Tumah is only when it's actually stationary. However, in this case, since it's continuously moving through Chutz La'aretz, therefore it's not considered oil and it can't be a chatzitza and it can't be mafsek l'fnei Tumah, and that's why the Tumah goes into the box. And even though this person went into Chutz La'aretz in a Shita Teva Migdol, he would be considered Tamei Meis Midrabbanon. And Lefi the Mefarish and Lefi the first Pshat and Taisus, the Gemara now asks, V'atanya, but we learned it the Brisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda actually says exactly the opposite, and as we'll see, that it seems from here that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda hold that oil zark is loishmei oil, and therefore, how can you tell me the basis of machlekes, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda will hold oil zark shmei oil, if we see punk faket in this Brisa, as Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda stated, tevashim leya kalim, if someone has a box that's full of kalim, vizark al pnei mace, and he threw this teva, and it went over the airspace of a corpse, tmei, then is that all the kalim that is in the box would be tamei, and clearly we see the Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda hold that since this teva is moving and is flying over the corpse, then it's not considered a valid oil, and therefore all the kalim that are inside would be tamei. And we see clearly from here the Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda hold that oil zarek loishbe oil, and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda continues v'mhaisu menechas, if this teva was stationary, and even if it's sitting on top of a mace, the din would be that anything that's inside it would be tar, as this oil would be considered a valid oil, and as Taisa says, keeping the inus zazum and kaima hashto havi oil kavua, that at this time it's considered oil kavua, and the box acts as a mechitza and a hefsek, and therefore it guards anything that's in the box from becoming tummy from the mace that's underneath the box. However, the mice we see from here that Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that oil zark loishbe oil, and therefore you can't say that the basis between machlekes of Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe is if they hold of oil zark shmei oil or if oil zark loishbe oil. That's clearly Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe that oil zark loishbe oil. Now keep in mind that Taisus is bothered that lechira the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda wasn't the case of a nichsel eretz am b'shita tevil migdal, and even if at this point we're going to say that the basis of machlekes is not of oil zark shmei oil or not, as Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda also agrees oil zark loishbe oil. Lechira, when we originally stated that the machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda was that Rebbe holds mishum avira, and that's why yitame, and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds because of gusha, and that's why yitar, and it's mashma that the shita tevil migdal would act as a chatzitza. But lechira, how could it be acting as a chatzitza if it's an oil zark as he's sitting in the shita tevil migdal and going through chutzlaritz? Taisus explains that in a chenami, the way we would learn the brisa at this point is that Reuven is going into Eretz Amim in the shita tevil migdal, and they actually place it into Eretz Amim, and he's not carried through Eretz Amim, but right at the border they place him down at that moment. So in this case, it actually was not an oil zark. It's actually a case where the oil was kavua, and that's why according to Rebbe it's tamei, because at this point the Gemara holds that tumas Eretz Amim is shumavira, and therefore he's tamei even though that the oil is a hefsek, but the maisa he's in the airspace of chutzlaritz. However, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason the chacham were geizer of tumas Eretz Amim was mishum gusha. In this case, since he's in a shita tevil migdal, which is stationary, therefore it's considered a valid oil, and it's chaytzit b'fnei atuma, and that's why he doesn't become tamei, and that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda says in the brisa that he's tar. And the Gemara continues that based on the brisa that we just brought, it comes out that we have to find a new way to understand the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, as otherwise we'd have to explain that the basis of the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is gufa in the machlekes if tumas eretz ha'am is mishum gusha or mishum avira. Therefore, the Gemara explains ela dekuli alma mishum avira. Really, everyone, including Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, holds that the reason for tumas eretz ha'am is mishum avira. And if so, why would Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda state in the brisa that if you go into eretz ha'am mishita tev migdal, that you can be tar if lemaisi in the airspace of chutzlaritz? And the Gemara explains umas savar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda holds that kivin leishchicha legazber rabbanon, since the case of someone coming into chutzlaritz by the shita tev migdal is something with who's not shchiach, therefore the rabbanon did not make the takana of tumas eretz amim in that case, and that's why Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda said that he's tar. However, umas savar Rabbi holds afikav leishchicha, even though it is a case which not shchiach gazber bei rabbanon, the rabbanon made a blanket xera in order to make sure that people don't leave Eretz Yisrael, it would go that anyone that goes out of Eretz Yisrael will be tamei, and they made that gzera even if the person goes out of Eretz Yisrael b'shita tevil migdal, and even though that's not shchiach. And the Gemara brings a raya to the statement, because v'atanya we have a brisa that states hanichlas Eretz Am b'shita tevil migdal tar, that if someone goes into chutzlaritz in a shita tevil migdal, then it would be tar, and the reason must be because it's l'shchiach. As the Gemara continues, that the brisa states b'karnav esfina b'iskra tamei, if someone goes into chutzlaritz in a wagon, in a boat, or in a large ship, the din would be that person would be tamei. And since we see that the brisa makes a chiluk between someone going into chutzlaritz in a shita tevil migdal or in a wagon svino iskira, so it must be that this brisa is going according to a shita Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda. And the shita Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda is that if he goes into chutzlaritz with a shita tevil migdal, it's leishchiach and leigazra banan. However, if he goes in bikaron with svino iskira, since it is shchiach, therefore the gzira applied to those cases, and the person would be tamei. We explain the word iskira as referring to a large ship, and as Taisus points out that the word iskaria really refers to the mast of a ship, and a sphina, which is a smaller boat, did not have a mast. However, a larger ship would have a mast. And Taisus points out that we find the word iskaria in the Gemara Masechtas Tainis on Daf Chaf Aleph, when the Gemara Yechaya talks about Ilfa, who was the friend of Rabbi Yechon, and during the Gemara story over there, the Gemara uses the term as Ilfa tol nafshei biskai de makusa, that Ilfa went up to the mast of the ship, and he made a statement that even though I went into business, if anyone could ask me any question, I can't be pushed it, then I will jump off of this mast and I will kill myself. And the Gemara continues with another way to learn the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that we had in the Braisa that stated in Nichlus Eretz Am Beshidu Tevu Migdal, Rabbi Metamig, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Metar. And the Gemara says, V'ibay Seima, it could also explain the machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda as follows, and the Mefarish adds in that the Kuli Al Meshim Gusha, that both Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agree the reason why the Chacham were goes to Tumas Eretz Am is Meshim Gusha is because of the soil, they were choishish that maybe there's Tumas Mace over there. The Mefarish also says, Ul Kuli Al Manami, Oil Zorik Shmei Oil, that everyone agrees that Oil Zorik would be considered an oil and would consider a hefsek, and it would be chaitzis b'fnei atumah. And if so, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda should be correct that any person that goes into Eretz Amim in Shidut Hevel Migdal should be tar, because l'maisa it's bishum gusha, and l'maisa this box is a hefsek and is chaitzis b'fnei atumah, and therefore the person should be tar. So what's Pshan Rebbe? He says that the person is tamei, and the Gemara explains hachashem yaitzi reishi ruba l'sham pligi. The machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is if the rabbanim will goyza and said that a person will become tamei because we're concerned that maybe he'll take his head and remove his body outside of the box, and then he'll become tummy, as he will already be mile over the land of Chutzlaretz. And of course, even though Tumas Eretz Am is Mishum Gusha, but the Maisa, the din of Oil HaTumah does apply, because we're choshish that maybe there's Tumas Mesa over there, and therefore he should become tummy at that point. And if he's in, the Machlekes is as follows, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that the Rabbanon hold, and in this case he's considered tar, because since he's in a Shidu Tehu Migdal, the Rabbanon warned choshish that he'll put his head outside of this area, because it's hard to get your head outside of Shidu Tehu Migdal, and therefore they weren't Goyza in this case, then maybe he'll be Yaitz Yoresh Ruba L'Sham. However, of course, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, we have to keep in mind that we had a brisa a few moments ago that stated HaNichlas La'aretz Am B'Shidu Tehu Migdal Tar, so that makes a lot of sense, because Rabbanim were not Goyza and they were not Choshet, then maybe he'll be Yaitz Yoresh Ruba L'Sham. However, then the brisa stated B'Karim V'Sfinu V'Iskariah that he is Tamei, since he's standing on Oyo Zorik, the din should be that Oyo Zorik is Shmei Oyo, and L'Chariah should be a separation, and the Karim Sfinu V'Iskariah should be a Chatzitza B'Fnei HaTumah. And L'Chariah, since the brisa seems to be going like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, as the beginning of the brisa stated, HaNichlas La'aretz Am B'Shidu Tehu Migdal Tar, so why should it be that if you're going B'Karim V'Sfinu V'Iskariah, that you'll be Tamei? And the Rishayim explained that in this case, the Rabbanon Wargoyza, that Shem Yaitzi Reish Rubi L'Sham, since of course it's much easier to stick a person's head out of a Karim Sfinu V'Iskariah, and in this case, there were Choshish that maybe the person will do so, and therefore they said that you're going to be Tamei. However, Rabbi holds that even in the case of Shidu Tehu Migdal, even though it's not necessarily Shchiach, that a person will stick their head outside of the Shidu Tehu Migdal because it's a little bit difficult. However, according to Rabbi, the Rabbanon still made a gzira of Shem Yaitzi Reish Rubi L'Sham, and therefore they said the person that's traveling through Chutzlaretz B'Shidu Tehu Migdal will be Tamei. Of course, not because he's in the box, as everyone holds that the reason for Tumas Eretz Am is Meshum Gusha, and everyone holds that Oil Zarek Shmei Ol. However, the reason why he's Tamei is based on a new gzira of Shem Yaitzi Reish Rubi L'Sham. And once again, the Gemara brings a raya to this point, as Vatanya that we learned in the Braisa, and once again, this word Vatanya is read Binichusa. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda stated, HaNichlas La'aretz Am B'Shidu Tehu Migdal Tar, Ad Sheyetz L'Sham Reish Rubi, and the only way he'll become Tamei is only when he actually puts his head and most of his body outside the Shidu Tehu Migdal. But if he doesn't do so, then he will be Tar, and when not Geza, he should even be Tamei, even without sticking his head and most of his body outside the Shidu Tehu Migdal, because L'maisa is difficult to do so, and therefore the Rabbanon did not make such a gzera. Now, of course, based on the way we just learned Agamara, which is the first pshat of Taisis, as well as the pshat of the Mefarish, we have a major question in the last Ibayisema, as the last Ibayisema is naming on, as the Mefarish said, the Kuli Alma Mishum Gusha, and number two, that the Kuli Alma Nami Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. But L'Chari, how could it be that we're going to say in this Teretz, Rabbi Yisrael holds that Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, if originally this was good for the question of the Gemara, as the Gemara asked this as a stira to our original point, where we wanted to say that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, and the Gemara brought a brisa of Tanya, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Tei Vishim Leia Kelim Vizaka Pnei Ames, Tmeya, Vimhaisim Menechas Torah, and we proved that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that even though this box is flying over the area of the mace, that the din is that he's Tamei, and the reason is because Oil Zarek is Loish Shmei Oil. So how could the Gemara now, in this last Ibayisema, say that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda also agrees Oil Zarek Shmei Oil, if the Gemara previously refuted this point, and they said Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda has to hold Oil Zarek Lav Shmei Oil? And because of this question, this is really why Taisus has a second shot, and the Rush also learned a sugya completely different. However, the Mefarish Farish actually asks this question on his pshat, and therefore he explains as follows, that at the end of the Gemara understands that even Rabbi Yosef Yehuda could hold that Terumas Eretz Am is Mishum Gusha, and the din is that oil zark is considered an oil, and even though we saw the brisa before where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda stated that Tevashi Malaya Kelim V'Zark Al Pnei Ameis is Tmeya, and L'chari it seems from there that oil zark is Lashme oil, however you could be Mechalik as follows, that where Rabbi Yosef Yehuda stated that oil zark is Lashme oil, that's where a person threw an actual box over the mace, and therefore since it's flying and it's not attached to the ground at all, so therefore there's no way to say that this is considered oil and it can't be a chatzitza in front of the Tumas HaMeis, and therefore anything that's in that box will be tummy. And the way that the Mefarish says this is that Elikimin Dezarko, that since you threw it Kamapik L'Materis oil, you said that you're not considering this oil U'mashul L'Materis Kli, and you're considering this a Kli, and therefore it's not going to be chatzitza B'fnei HaTumah, and that's why anything that's in this box will be considered tummy. However, in the case at the top of the Amid where Rabbi Yosef Bebuda said that the person would be tar, where he's nichlas l'aretz am b'shita teva migdal, that's talking about a case where there were people that were carrying the shita teva migdal through chutz l'aretz, even though the shita teva migdal was constantly in motion. However, l'maisa there was an attachment to the land as the people were standing on the ground and they didn't throw this through chutz l'aretz, and therefore it's possible to say that in this case Rabbi Yosef Bebuda does argue in Rebbe, and he holds that oil zark is shmei oil, that this is considered a valid chatzitza and a valid hefsek between the person and the land of chutz l'aretz, and therefore the person will be considered tar. Now, as we mentioned, Taisus has a second pshat in Al Gemara, which is also the pshat of the Rush, and we'll quickly just explain one point of Taisus and the Rush in order to understand our sugya according to that pshat, and then you'll have to go through the sugya according to them. But basically, there is only one major difference in the sugya, and that difference is as follows: at the beginning of the sugya, the Gemara brought the brisa that stated Hanichlus Laretz Am B'Shita Teva Migdol Rebbe Metamiv Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Metar, and the Gemara wanted to say that let us say the Rebbe holds that the reason for Tumas Eretz Am is Shema Bira, and that's why he says Yatame, because it's irrelevant if you're actually over the mace or over the land of Chutz L'Aretz. The point is that anywhere you are in the airspace of Chutz L'Aretz, the person will become Tame, as it was a general exerit that Rabbanan didn't want you to go into Chutz L'Aretz. However, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that the reason for Tumas Eretz Am is Meshum Gusha, and since this person only went into Chutz L'Aretz B'Shita Teva Migdol, therefore he did not become Tame from any Tumas mace or from any Tumah of the land of Chutz L'Aretz. And the Gemara wanted to say that really all agreed that the reason for Tumas Eretz Am is Mishum Gusha. Even so, Rebbe holds that he's still Tame is because he holds that oil zark is Lav Shmei oil and the Shita Teva Migdal is not Chaitzis Bifnei HaTumah. However, Beis Bihuda holds oil zark Shmei oil. Now, up until this point, the Gemara is exactly the same. And the Gemara at this point, according to Taisus and according to the Mefarish, asked a question and they brought a brisa to show that Beis Bihuda holds oil zark Lav Shmei oil. However, according to the Rush and the second Pshat in Taisus, the Gemara actually is bringing a raya. And the Rush explains that even at this point of the Gemara understood that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is mechalik between different cases if we're going to say oil zarek shmei oil, or if we're going to say oil zarek lav shmei oil. As in a case where an oil is flying and was thrown through the air of Chutz L'Aretz, then of course Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agrees that oil zarek is lav shmei oil. Since there is no connection between the oil and the ground that it's flying over, that can't create any oil and it can't be considered oil kavua. However, in a case where someone is in the Shita Teva Migdal that's being carried by a person, then in that case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds that even though it's true that this oil is in constant motion, however, since the people that are carrying it are connected to the ground, therefore we would say that this oil zark would still be considered oil and could be chaytzis b'pnei HaTumah. And lefi zeh, when the Gemara brings a brisa, the brisa is actually brought as a raya to the din that we just said, and the brisa states as follows: Rabbi Yosef Yehuda hold teva shimalei kalim. If you have a box that's filled with kalim, v'zark al pnei ameis, and you threw it over a corpse, in that case it would be tmeya, as certainly in that case, since it's flying over the airspace of the mace, and since it has no connection to the ground, so in that din, of course, we're going to say oil zarek lav shmei oil. However, the brisa continued vim haisu menechas tayra, and as the Rosh says, pirish munachim al gavi behema. If the shita teva migdal is actually on a behema, oy oydom hanoisim isa, or there were people that are carrying the shita teva migdal, the oil zarek shmei oil. Certainly, in this case, since there's a connection between the ground and the person or the behema that's carrying the shita teva migdal, therefore we do say the klal of oil zarek shmei oil, and that's why it's chaytz b'tnei HaTumah, and that's why Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says it's tar, and that's also pshat in the brisa where the brisa stated at the top of the amid hanichlus l'aretz am b'shita teva migdal, and a person was carrying the shita teva migdal. Over there, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says that the person would be tar because in this case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says oil zarek shmei oil, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that we had in Daf Nundal Manav, and this was going back to the din of the Mishnah where the Mishnah was discussing the cases where a Nazir would not have to keep all the dinim of a Nazir Tomei, and would not have to bring Kabanes, would not have to cut his hair, and would not have to recount and restart his Nazir's period. The Mishnah stated that if a Nazir becomes a Mitzraya, then his Yemei Sifrai and Yemei Gomrai, as the Gemara states on Nundal and Abeis, Ene Seisis HaKaimin, Umaskul Meinu Miad, the Karban Enloi. Now, although the days that he was a Mitzraya would not count towards his Nazir's period, however, immediately after he finishes his entire process from the Tsuras, he would actually restart his Nazir's period at that point, and he does not have to bring any further Kabanis. In addition, the Mishnah stated that he would not forfeit any previous days that he counted before he became a Mitzraya. And our Gemara begins, Amar Rav Chista explains that on Mishnah, Loishano El Benazir's Mu'etas, the only time that we said the days of his Tsuras does not count towards his Nazir's period is only if this Nazir was a Nazir Mu'etas, and at this point in the Gemara, the Havmin is that we mean to say that he was a Nazir for 30 days, which is the minimum amount of the share of Nazirus. As we know, Stam Nazirus is Lamed Yayim. Av Nazirus Meruba, if he was a Nazir for a long period of time, Mistach Nami sulkenly, not only would a Nazir not forfeit any previous days that he counted, but even the days that he was a Mitzera would count towards the Nazirus period. And the Gemara continues, Masa Rav Shavya. Rav Shavya asked the following question on Radin of Rav Chista. The Mishnah stated, Masal Omeinu Miyad Ve'im Mevatel Ben Sakayimin, even though, as we just quoted from our Mishnah, the actual gears that our Mishnah was, Ve'im Seisa Sakayimin, really, Rav Shavya is bringing from Mishnah. However, he brings it in the opposite way. And Rav Shavya asked the following question of Chista, that the words of the Mishnah doesn't fit in according to your din. As B'mai, what are we referring to? Elaim Benazir's Mu'atas. If the Mishnah is referring to a case where the Nazir was a Mekabal himself, a din of Stam Naziris, and he was only a Nazir for 30 days, so Kabayi Gidosar, so how could the Mishnah say that he could start his Naziris right after he finishes the Mitzraya process? And he's not going to be battle any previous days, if L'chira, since he's a Nazir for 30 days, and at the end of his Nazir's process, he has to shave off all of his hair of his entire body, so at that point, of course, he was battle his entire Gidol Seir, and the only way to bring Kabanis and to complete your entire process is only if you have hair that has a growth of 30 days, and therefore, of course, after he finishes his Nazir's process, he would have to start over his Nazir's period, and would have to be a Nazir yet again for an additional 30 days, and therefore, it can't be that the Mishnah is talking about that scenario. And we continue on Daf Nun Hayom Beis, Alav Ben Nazir's Meruba. And if you're going to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about a case where someone was Mekabal himself a larger period of Naziris, and for example, he was Mekabal that I will be a Nazir for 100 days, and L'chira, according to you, Rav Chista, you stated that in a situation where a person was Mekabal himself a 100-day Naziris period, then not only doesn't he forfeit any previous days, but even the days that he was an actual Mitzrayah, the din would be that it counted towards the Naziris period, and he doesn't lose any days at all. And for example, if he became a Mitzrayah on day number 20, and then he went through the entire process on day number 50, so even though on day number 50 he would have to shave off all his hair, but Lamaisa, by day 100 he already has a growth of hair of 50 days for his Naziris, and therefore there's no reason to be mevatel any of his days in Naziris at all, and he would only count a full 100 days. And Rav Shavis says that this can't be the case of a Mishnah either, because Viktani Maskel Umayna Miyad, as the Mishnah stated, that in that case the din is that he would restart his Naziris period after he finishes his entire process for being a Mitzrayah. And of course it's Muchach that the Mishnah means to say that during all the days that he was a Mitzrayah, those days were not able to be counted towards the Naziris period, and it's only after he finishes becoming Ptar from being a Mitzrayah, then Maskel Umayna Miyad, at that point he could once again continue counting the days towards his Naziris period. And therefore, Rav Shavya asked Rav Chista, that according to the way you're learning, there is no scenario where our Mishnah makes any sense. And the Gemara continues, Hu Maisav La, Vuhu Mefarek La. Rav Shavya asked this question of Rav Chista, and he also brought a Teretz, Benazirus Bas Chamishim Yayim, our Mishnah makes sense in a case where a Nazir accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 50 days, the Yosef Esrin, and after he already was a Nazir for 20 days, the Sealda Beit Tziras, and that point he became a Mitzrayah. So in this case, our Mishnah works out very well, as once he became a Mitzrayah, he can't count any of the days that he is a Mitzrayah towards his days that he is a Nazir, as L'maisa Migaleach Tziratai, at the end of his entire process, he will have to actually shave off all of his body here at the beginning of the entire process on day number 1, and he'll have to do the same process on day number 7, and then bring Kabanis on day number 8. And of course, since at this point Nazir had to shave his hair, therefore he would have to count an additional 30 days towards his Naziris period in order to have enough of a growth of hair to bring his Kabanis at the end of his Naziris period. And that's why after he shaved off all his hair based on being a Mitzrayah, V'hadu Yosef Tlasin Yayim in the Nazir, and then he has to go and complete another 30 days towards the Naziris process, the Islay Gidol Sar, so at that point, once he completes the 30-day period, he would have enough growth of hair to be able to bring his Kabanis. And in this case, the Mishnah works out very well, because the days of his Tzaras did not count towards his year's period, but afterwards he doesn't lose out any time frame, as Lemaisa, before he became a Mitzrayah, he already was a Nazir for 20 days. After he completed his Tzaras period, he continues his Azir's process, and he continues for another 30 days, and therefore in total, he was a Nazir only for 50 days, and the Lashon of our Mishnah works out perfectly in this scenario. And as the Rosh says, that even though Rav Chista's Lashon was Nazirus Mu'atas, as Mashmi was talking about a Nazir who was a Nazir for the minimum amount of days, which is, of course, 30 days. However, Zakhti Rosh, for Hachi Kama, this is what Rav Chista meant to say, Lashono El Ben Nazir Mu'atas, it's only referring to a Nazir Mu'atas Klema, Kishchilu Yemetzer Rasai, at the point that he was beginning, the days that he became a Mitzera, Lainishalai Mimein Nazirusai, El Nazir Mu'atas, that at that point he only had a time frame of 30 days that was left for his Nazir's period, and in that case, although you won't be able to count the days that you're a Mitzera towards the days of the Nazir's period, and then afterwards you'll have to go and shave your head, but Lemaisa, you don't forfeit your original 20 days that you counted towards the Nazir's period, since you still have 30 more days at the end of the Nazir's period where your hair could grow back, and at the end of your 50-day period of Nazir's, you'll have a growth of 30 days, and you can bring your Korbanos. However, of course, in a case where a Nazir accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 100 days, and he became a Mitzera on day 20, so in this case, not only do you not forfeit any previous days of your Nazir's, but you don't even lose out the days that you were Mitzera, as even after you shave off your hair at the end of the Tzaras process, the Maisa, he still has a lot of time for his hair to grow in and his hair to have a 30-day growth before he brings his Korbanos. And Taisus points out that although the Gemara gave a case where he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 50 days, the same would hold true if he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 40 days and he became a Mitzera on day number 10, that after he finishes the Tzaras process, he still has 30 more days towards his Zeris, and therefore, of course, he doesn't lose out any of those days. And the same would apply if someone accepts upon themselves to be a Nazir for 31 days and it became a Mitzera on day number 1. And of course, if you go through the Cheshbon, then if, for example, Reuven accepted upon himself to be a Nazir for 50 days and he became a Mitzera on day number 23, then in that case, he would actually lose 3 days at the end of the Zeris process, because after he becomes Tar from being a Mitzera, he would have to count an additional 30 days, and therefore his total days that he had to be a Nazir would be the original 23 days, plus the additional 30 days that he had to count after he shaved his head, the conclusion of his Taira from being a Mitzera. Therefore, in that case, it comes out that this Nazir counted 53 days towards his Nazir's period, and he actually had to count an additional 3 days, and we will stop over here.